Now, as we know, it has been an awfully long time since we have had a grand final at the MCG. Feels like forever, but I can tell you it was 1,092 days ago. That's when Richmond and the Greater Western Sydney were here playing the grand final. Since then, it's had a couple of interstate adventures back at its rightful home. Now, on the line is John Eltringham, sorry, Josh, Melbourne Cricket Club General Manager of Venue and Event Services. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
No worries, Heidi. Thanks for having me.
How enthusiastic are you? How excited?
I just heard you say, 1,092 days. I think we've felt every single one of them, and we couldn't be more excited to have the grand final back at the G tomorrow. We can't wait.
Is everything ready? Have you got enough staff? Have you got enough pies? Have you got enough beer?
Yes, absolutely we do. Look, it has been a tough year, and we acknowledge that. Early in the year, we really struggled to find staff. The labour shortage really hurt us. But as the year's progressed, we've picked up, and at the minute, we are fully rostered, fully staffed, ready to go tomorrow. We've got plenty of pies, plenty of beers, plenty of soft drink, and yeah, as I said, we just can't wait to have people back. It's been a long time coming, and we're very excited for it.
You've had a word to the weather gods as well?
Yeah, well, look, we had the parade just come through then. I know a couple of your callers have spoken about that, and we thought the rain was going to come early, but thankfully it's come now, and the parade got through, and it looks like tomorrow's going to be nice, a very lovely day. So we're very much excited for it, and, you know, all we can say is for people to come early and soak up the atmosphere. Robbie Williams is the pre-game entertainment. We can't wait for that. I think it's going to be something really special, and very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, all right. That's your best advice. Any other advice for fans?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, as we always say, you know, big crowds like this, the precinct is going to be busy. Plan your trip. Know about public transport. Know about where to park. There's no parking at the MCG tomorrow because the footy festival's in Yarra Park. But get down here early and be ready to go. And as I said, soak up the atmosphere because it's going to be a pretty special day tomorrow.
Can you tell me how many pies you expect to get eaten tomorrow?
I can, yes. The topic of the week this week. Look, we're going to have about 3,000 to 3,500 staff. We're going to have about, you know, 20,000 pies, 30,000 hot chips, and probably 20,000 bottles of water. So the catering staff are going to be very busy, but they're very ready to go. And anyone who's here will have a great experience, and I'm sure it'll be a memorable one.
Now, I hope you mean serves of hot chips, not just 30,000 hot chips.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, serves of hot chips. Yeah, boxes, buckets of hot chips. Yeah, 30,000. So it's our most popular item, and we love serving the hot chips because people love it, and we want to make sure that they're nice and hot and fresh when they get them.
All right, we'll let you get back to preparations. What a great, hopefully it's a great day. The vibe seems to be building, the buzz. It's been a bit of a quiet week for mine. Are you feeling like it's been pretty quiet during the week and now it's starting to amp up?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Brownlow on Sunday was a bit of a change for people. Usually people are expecting that on the Monday. But look, the footy festival here in Yarra Park has been really well attended. I think the additional public holiday was a benefit, and obviously school holidays have helped with that. But certainly now, I mean, we've had people lined up at Gate 2 in the members' reserve, you know, wanting to get in, and they've been lined up since Wednesday. So people are very keen for it to be back. I know the pubs around town have been busy, and people are very excited, as are we. So we can't wait to get started. So, yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on. All right, thank you very much. That's Josh Eltringham from the Melbourne Cricket Club. He's the General Manager of Venue and Event Services.